This is Wells Tech, a weekly show exploring the intersections of technology and ministry. Your hosts are Sally Draper and Martin Spriggs. Wells Tech is produced by Wells, the Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran Synod. Hello again, everybody. Welcome to 2018. It's January 3rd as we're recording this, and we're recording episode 530. My name is Martin Spriggs, and I am joined, as always, by Sally Draper. Hey, Sally. Welcome to 2018.
Thanks, Martin. Happy to be joining you here for our 10th anniversary podcast. I actually took a little trip down memory lane and forced myself to listen to the first podcast yesterday. We recorded that on January 9th, 2008. And here we are, 530 shows later. I don't think either of us would have predicted that we'd still be doing this in 2018. I can tell you, honestly, I was a nervous wreck. I did not look forward to doing a podcast. I enjoy teaching and things, but the idea of sitting down in front of a mic was very intimidating. And believe it or not, folks, I said more than I say today. Honestly, if you go back and count, it's really embarrassing, but we survived.
So you feeling better about things 10 years later?
I am. I'm really excited about Wells Tech, the community that we have, all of the great exchange of ideas that goes on from so many different directions. It's been a great experience, and I did just say, sorry.
One thing I am thankful for is that we did not do video back 10 years ago, so we could not compare the before and after of 10 years that life is the toll life has taken on us, or maybe the podcast itself. I don't know which, but I'm with you. I didn't really know what to expect. I thought, you know, let's experiment with this. It was a fairly new thing. There were podcasts back then, and I think we both listened to some, and maybe you even before I. There were different concepts and different ways of going about it. Now there's, you know, a gazillion of them on all kinds of different topics. But I think we've been pretty faithful to what we started with, and that was a show about technology and ministry, and that's what we're still doing today. Fortunately, the ministry pretty much stays the same, but the technology changes, so where those two intersect is a moving target. And hopefully in 2018 we can help our listeners figure out what the best tools might be to use in their personal or professional ministries, and figure out how to glorify God in 2018.
You know, I think we have stayed pretty true, Martin, with the exception of a couple of things I heard in that first episode. One of them was that, I should say only one of them we have an exception to. You very emphatically stated that we would keep the show to 30 minutes.
I don't think we've ever made that
a period of time where we ever stayed at 30 minutes. So there's just too much to talk about. So that was a lofty goal, but we've been pretty, I think we'd average at about 50 minutes if we went through the process of averaging all 530 episode links. The other thing that you stated in that first show that hopefully we have accomplished to some degree or another, yes, it's debatable, but you said you really wanted us to not suck. I think that was the technical word that you used.
That was the goal for year number one, yeah.
So we can always have that goal and attain to do better, and that's what we should set out to do here in our 10th year, our starting of our 11th year.
Awesome. Congratulations to you.
Yeah.
Cool sticking stuff. With it for all these years. It's been fun. I have to say, I don't consider this part of my job. I consider this kind of a part of me, part of what I do. So it's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. So what does 2018 hold? What do you see in your future in the little crystal ball that you've got there for 2018 for the show or personally?
Oh, lots of exciting things. I have to say, I had to struggle a little to get a little tech in here because I'm always excited about new technology. And I do have some new technology to share and And the concept is really cool. But I'm going to start with some personal stuff. First of all, on the personal side, I am still doing the paper planner thing. And we've debated off and on throughout the years. I've got my brand new paper planner, and it has llamas on the cover. How cool is that? Everybody loves llamas.
But llama tail sticking out the top there.
Yeah, exactly. This planner's a little bit different for me because I'm going more on the do-it-yourself version. I actually drew out the planner in bullet journal style. So it's very flexible and I can add pages where I need them and redo the styling of it if I so desire. So first time I've gone with a non-pre-printed planner, and I'm excited about that. I'm anxious to see how it goes and see if I miss my printed planner or don't put the time into it that I enjoy or envision enjoying to do some design type things in it as well. So we'll see.
So kind of your own flavor of the bullet journal. I mean,
yeah,
think you kind of put your own flair on it, right?
And
we'll put a link in the show notes to those of you that maybe didn't listen or haven't been made aware of the benefits and blessings of the bullet journal. But you'll have to keep us posted as you go throughout the year. But
Another personal thing, and this one's a biggie for me, that is that my husband and I have made a pretty major decision as we approach empty nest. Our youngest son is graduating from high school this spring, and we have decided to make a big change in our lives, to go very minimalistic with our living and move into a motor home, an RV, and live in it full time and work from the road. And so I'm going to be like the Charles Kuralt of Wells Tech, where I'm out on the road bringing you the latest technology from all across America. And very excited about the changes ahead for us. We've already started with the downsizing process. We plan to sell our home here in New Ulm. And one of our major goals is to worship in all 50 states. Of course, he's going to fly me to Hawaii when we do that one, but that's somewhere on the list.
Fly?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, looking forward to full-time RVing. We do plan to have a blog. The name of our RV is Mary D. the RV, named after a favorite children's book character. And we spent last summer remodeling the interior of Mary D. So she's quite comfortable for us now. We have room for both of our workspaces, and we'll use mobile internet to connect and do our jobs daily. We have a remodeled kitchen and a completely repainted interior, as well as new wood flooring all throughout. It's a pretty swanky ride now, even though she is about 20 years old. We are looking forward to boogieing down the road. We'll probably be in Milwaukee more as we have children living in that area now, and looking forward to being at the Center for Mission and Ministry more. Just all kinds of opportunities ahead with us and Mary D. the RV.
So we won't always be able to say Wells Tech West. Sometimes it'll be Wells Tech East or Wells Tech South or North. Or who knows where.
Who knows where, but yeah, we're looking forward to it. Hopefully a good bit of South time to be near my mom. That's one of our big goals.
That's cool. I have a little personal, you know, thing to look forward to is, we're not doing anything near as major as you. In fact, we're not moving anywhere. But my daughter is, my oldest daughter, who has for the last six, seven years lived in, I hope I've got that right, Bloomington, Indiana. Her husband is a lawyer. He graduated from law school down there, and they'd been working down there, and our two grandkids down there. He took a position with Sheboygan up here in Wisconsin. He's an assistant city attorney, and so he's actually bunking in with us now, and they're in the process of buying a house, and they'll be living with us for about 3 or 4 weeks while they close on that and get themselves up to Sheboygan. So they're moving from 6 hours away to 1 hour away with our grandkids. So we are super excited about that, having them in state. So our two daughters are in state at this point, and our son gives us a place to go in the winter down in Austin. So we're looking forward to spending some time, more time with the grandsons. So that's
wonderful.
Super cool. Yeah. So you said you had some tech news too, or something to look forward to in 2018. So what was that?
Yeah, and this was a real surprise to me. For Christmas, one of our kids got us something called a Merge Cube. Have you heard of the Merge Cube, Martin?
I have not.
Well, a Merge Cube allows you to hold a hologram in your hand. That's how they tout it, at least. I'll have a link in the show notes to MergeVR.com, and you can look at the Merge Cube in action there. But basically, it has enough symbols and things on it for your phone to pick up and for it to overlay video into the cube space that you're holding in your hand. You can use it with your phone or with a VR headset, and you can play games. There's games, for instance, like a ball rolling along in a maze, and it gets to the edge of the cube and you got to make it turn the corner to the next side. You can see kaleidoscopes. You can hold an octopus. You can do all kinds of crazy things. Nothing really ministry related, I would say, but still amazing technology that's coming to the palm of our hands. And I think this augmented reality thing is going to be used more and more. So neat to have that experience, and kind of strange, actually, to be holding something. I have some video, and you know, you can see the room around me, yet I'm holding this little tiny town, and you can turn all the sides and see people walking on the sidewalk, and I don't know, it's just super cool.
Are you wearing a headset when you're viewing this, or you just hold your phone up?
You just hold your phone. You can use it with a headset, but you can also just hold your phone and hold the cube in front of you and turn it, which means you have to be kind of coordinated, and it's just kind of weird, but it's very cool, and I think super fun to experiment with. And they have a bunch of apps. When you get it, there's a little code you put into your phone and it connects to the cube. And then there's several apps that you can download for free from either the iOS app store or the Android app stores, or there are some paid for apps, games and things that you can download as well. So you can get a flavor of it for free with at least six or so apps. I will tell you that it does tend to use up my battery a good bit, but I'm quite impressed. I wasn't expecting it to be as good as it is. And I really hadn't heard about it. People told me they had seen it like in Walmart or whatever. It wasn't something, you know, super high end or anything. You can pick one up just about anywhere, but I just hadn't come across it or heard about it. And it's very cool. So
nice. Well, the little piece of tech that I'm excited about for 2018 is something I've been working on over vacation, and I see some time being spent, you know, this year, is something called PWA, or Progressive Web Apps. Progressive Web Apps are kind of, I believe, the next generation of applications. You know how you go to the App Store and you install, you know, the apps on your phone. Wells Mobile is, for instance, an app on iOS and in the Google Play Store. Progressive web apps are simply smart websites that can double as applications on your phone. Sometimes you'll go to a site and it'll say install on your home screen. It'll pop up when you click a button, and it essentially takes that web app and makes it an application. Takes that website and makes it an application on your phone. There are lots of benefits to doing this. Instant updates is one of them. They're much lighter weight. There are other things that you can plug into them, like notifications. And there are just a lot of benefits, both on the creation side, the update side, but also on the user side. So I envision Wells Mobile becoming, at least one version of it, becoming a progressive web app, plus some of the other assets that we built, maybe the yearbook, also things like the compensation calculator. So they become installable, just not on phones, but even on computers. So there will come a time where you just click a button and you have an application on your computer now that is Wells Mobile or the compensation calculator or the yearbook, and it acts just like a local application. So lots of benefits to doing that. I've been reading up on it, playing with it, and taking some nice steps toward, you know, converting some of these assets. And so I think 2018 will be the year, at least for me, in the technology space of progressive web apps. Not nearly as fun as the Merge Cube, But I think there'll be definitely some benefits to the Synod and to our application users by having something like this. It'll also enable more devices to be able to use Wells Mobile. Right now, some of the older devices have problems with it because it's just not, you can't support every device. So this opens it up to a lot more people. So I'm looking forward to that as well. So be on the lookout for PWAs or progressive web apps to a device or computing platform near you.
Good deal. I bet our Wells Tech audience will be anxious to do some beta testing for you. So you'll have to keep us up to date on your progress there, Martin.
But Wells Tech itself has some big news and something in 2018 that we're going to spend some time promoting that we worked on late last year and now the first week of this year to announce. And I'll, Sally, I'll let you draw back the curtain and share with everybody a brand new website that we're launching that some people I think might be very interested in.
Yep. The site is called Wells Tech Skills, and you can get to it at skills.wellstech.net. And you're right, Martin, it is brand new, but it has grown from our Wells Tech community, because I would say for many of these 10 years, we've had great people reaching out to us saying, you know, I'd love to do, to use my skills to help churches or schools. Perhaps churches and schools have contacted us in the past saying, do you know anyone that can help us with our website or with the graphic design or whatever it may be? And what we're trying to do here is basically be a clearinghouse to help people get connected that have technology skills that they want to use in some type of service for churches and schools or just for Wells-connected people. So you can actually head over to the site and create a listing if you have skills that you'd like to share. It's a pretty simple process, but you do need an account. So when you go to create a listing, it's going to prompt you to log in. You can use Facebook, Twitter, or Google accounts. If you have any of those, you can create your login with one of those with just a simple click. There's also a link near the bottom where you can register for an account. If you do use one of those different apps, Facebook, Twitter, or Google, you'll just have to authorize the app to allow you to use your login with that. And once you do, you'll get prompted on the Create a Listing screen with the different fields you need to fill out to have a listing in the skills database. And it's some pretty basic stuff. We want you to choose a technical field that you're interested in. And like I mentioned, there's things like graphic design, web page work, network administration, programming, project management, security, just general tech type skills. We even have podcasting there. And I know there are some people out there that are interested in starting podcasting. So maybe you have some skills to help someone get a podcast started. Who knows? And then you're just prompted to put in your name and some descriptions of your skill set. This would be kind of like an online resume for you. You can also put in a lot of different tags, different things you're good at, like WordPress, for instance, might be a tag that you use to describe your skills. And then you just complete the rest of the fields with contact information, that kind of thing. But we've set it up so that your contact information isn't shared online in any way. If someone wants to get in contact with you, they can comment on your listing, and then you can choose to share your information with them at that point if you're interested. There's information about your home church and city, state there, and a place to put in an image. And besides that, it's pretty straightforward. You'll have a listing in the skills directory, and you can come back and edit that listing by logging in that same way. And after, I think, about 6 months, you'll get a prompt that your listing is expiring, because we don't want anything to get too crusty old on the site. And so you can log back in and refresh your listing and be right back in the directory with your updated listing. So pretty simple, straightforward place to share your skills and find skilled workers.
So a couple things we should note. You need to be a Wells or ELS member. So that's a requirement. We ask you to put your home church in there. So it's important that you keep that in mind. And I guess the use cases for this site are varied. We'll see how it goes. This is kind of a work in progress. We're going to see what kind of feedback we get and what kind of listings we get. But I can imagine people who want to just help somebody out, you know, with something, maybe a church or a school that needs a network specialist or somebody that needs help with their website, as you mentioned, and maybe you want to volunteer your time. Maybe you have a small business and want to share your skills for a fee, and that's perfectly fine as well. Maybe you're on the seeking side and you're looking for somebody to help out, either for fee or for free, or you are a person looking to hire a Wells member, just hire somebody. And so it can act as a job board. It can act as a kind of a connecting site that puts together people looking for certain skill sets, or people who have certain skill sets looking for places to honor God and use those skill sets to His glory. So, you know, we're not putting real strong parameters around it, but we are trying just to provide this meetup place, this skills meetup place. And so if you or somebody you know wants to be a part of this, go to skills.wellstech.net, get that login account, and enter a listing. You can enter more than one listing, right, Sally?
That is correct. Or you can put a lot of different tags and descriptive items in there, but they're only going to go, each listing's only going to go in one category. So if you want to be in multiple categories, you would do more than one.
Right now, we don't have, at least I don't think we do, kind of a looking for concept. So if you are looking for help, we don't have that at this point. But if you are on the hunt for somebody with a skill set, you could see if somebody there has these skills that has entered a listing.
Right. And like you mentioned, skills.wellstech.net will get you to the site. We'll be sharing that widely with all of our Wells Tech channels and looking forward to seeing how things develop there and what kind of needs we have over time if we need to enhance the site or whatever. I want to give a quick shout out to Julie Duran. Julie's on our technology team at the Senate office, and she's the brains behind WordPress for us and in so many different ways, and she worked hard on all the different aspects of this site. We really appreciate her work.
Absolutely. Fine job. And really quick turnaround. We pulled this together pretty quickly. I mean, we had this in mind maybe a year ago, and it just kind of, we didn't have time to really invest in it. And now toward the end of 2017, we thought, well, this would be a nice thing to start 2018 with. And she pulled that together quickly for us. And with your work, Sally, giving guidance and testing and some configuration, I think we've got at least a good starting place. And we'll see where it goes from here.
Excited to have it. Join the Wells Tech family, Wells Tech Skills.
Yep. Not much has changed in the segments that we offer in the show for 2018. We still have a news and tech segment. And what do we have in that category to start off the year?
Well, I found an interesting article on The Verge, one of the many go-to sites with all kinds of technology news. And this one's actually The Verge 2017 Tech Report Cards. So it's looking back across 2017 at the different technologies that are out there and seeing who did, how they graded each company or offering or whatever. For instance, they gave Facebook a C and Google a B minus. The A plus contender was Nintendo. I think they think they're hitting a home run with their new Nintendo Switch. Anyway, they have a lot of different things to report. I was interested in the one for apps where they talked a lot about how stories are real big. And, you know, that's something we haven't spent a lot of time on the podcast, Martin, talking about. But, you know, Instagram has these stories across the top. I think they maybe got it from Snapchat. That was maybe the first. But now Facebook has stories and WhatsApp has stories and Medium has stories. So lots of stories were big in some of the apps this year. And there's other things that they cover in their report card articles as well. So if you're interested in virtual reality and cameras, everything, Tesla to Uber to Twitter to Apple, they've got lots of report cards. So you can just kind of take a look back at 2017 and see some of the advances that were made or places where The Verge at least thinks they didn't quite capitalize like they planned to. So interesting retrospective look at some of the big tech giants out there.
Yeah, kind of fun to look at. And maybe if you're interested in, you know, some of these categories, you'll learn a few things and a few things to explore as well. So good stuff. Our Wells Now segment, Interactive Faith, is coming up again. That is our online Bible study. If you're not familiar with it, go to wells.net/interactivefaith. The concept is that there's an online presenter who streams a presentation or a Bible study, and then people, either individually or in groups gathered in homes or in churches or other locations, participate in that online study. And the way that they communicate with the presenter or the moderators is through the chat function. So you see the video, you hear the presenter, you see what he's presenting, usually a PowerPoint of some sort. Usually there's some breaks in the presentation where the presenter would allow the groups or individuals to interact with each other, to answer questions, to explore topics. It's done usually over a 4 to 6 week period. This one looks like it's from January 10th to February 7th, so it looks like 4 weeks. This is entitled Isaiah, God Confronts and Comforts His People. And it is by missionary, let's see, Daniel Hobbin, who is currently serving at St. John's St. John, Antigua. These are Wednesdays, Central Time, 6 o'clock or 8 o'clock. So there's two presentations. They're each an hour long, 6 o'clock or 8 o'clock on Wednesday, starting not this Wednesday, but next Wednesday, January 10th. Did I miss anything?
No, I think you covered it all, and it sounds like a really interesting study with Missionary Hobbin. I think you're pretty brave, Martin. I don't know if you have any technology input on where they send these kits out to the leaders to run the video conferencing, but I hope they have good internet in St. John, Antigua. That'll be interesting.
We've got that figured out. So
good, good.
Tune in.
Excellent.
All right, let's move on to our picks of the week. Sally, lead us off.
Well, my pick of the week was an article that I came across on a site called Next Avenue. And I'm going to be honest and say I'm showing my age on this one because Next Avenue is actually for like 50 plus community. I think it's from the people at PBS where they have this really nice website for older people. Although this article could be for any age. So not dating myself in that way. The title of the article is The 3 E's of Social Media for Entrepreneurs. Now, I know being a pastor or a teacher doesn't really qualify you as being an entrepreneur specifically, but I think a lot of the responsibilities you have do fall in line with entrepreneurial type responsibilities. You're running a small business when you're working in a church or a school and in some regards. And so if you're looking at social media and trying to figure it out, they definitely encourage you to not just set it and forget it. Maybe tune in once a week and put a post out there or walk away the rest of the week. They want you to consider the 3 E's that people are looking for with your social media posts. The first being educate, providing value to your followers. And, you know, they give some examples in the article, but you can look at big brands and how they're using that technique as well. So they've got some good examples. Next up would be entertain, to make your followers laugh. And they give examples and they give links to things like memes.com and giphy.com where you can find fun stuff to share in your social media feed. And then finally, engage. Provide a platform where your followers can speak so that it's not just a one-way pushing things out all the time, but you're actually having a conversation around your brand, whatever that may be. So just 3 E's to help you kick off your 2018 social media efforts.
Very nice. Like it. My pick of the week is a gift that I received in my stocking, and it was on my list. Mm-hmm. Really excited because I had been looking forward to getting a pair of these for a long time, and they are called Apple's AirPods. AirPods are simply headphones. They're the ones that those of you that have had iPhones get the wired ones. These are wireless or Bluetooth, and they are super cool and super easy to use. I've really been enjoying them the last week I've had them, and they look kind of funny sitting in your ears, but boy, do they work well. They have great battery life, 24-hour battery life. You can charge. They have a very nice case that acts as a charging case. You just plug it in to power, and it keeps things going. In 2018, they're going to come out with, I think, a new wireless charging case that you can get. I think they've got pretty good sound, just as good or maybe a little bit better than the wired ones. Just super easy to set up. That was kind of cool. I just opened up the case, and my iPhone immediately recognized that there was a case next to it that had AirPods in it, and says, hey, do you want to connect these up? And away it went. One really nice feature that I like about them is that when you take one out of your ear, so you're listening to something, and you take it out of your ear, it will actually pause whatever it is that you're playing. So if it's a YouTube video or a podcast or whatever, and then when you put it back in, it starts it again. Or you can tap it to pause it or go to the next track or whatever it is. I would say that if the regular earpods that come, the wired earpods that come with your phone, don't fit nicely in your ears or aren't comfortable, these aren't going to be any better because they're basically the same shape. But if those fit and work for you, then these are a super nice upgrade. And especially for those of you with iPhones without headphone jacks, this is a real win because you don't have to worry about you don't really care if there's a jack on your iPhone anymore, because these kind of supersede that. So great gift. This was something that I'd been looking forward to using. And I do listen to a lot of podcasts and tutorials, those kinds of things. And these work not just with your iPhone, but an iPad, but also your computer as well. And they will work with non-Apple products as well. They just don't have kind of the nice connection that you have, but I think that, or the nice connecting mechanism that they have, but they do work with non-Apple products as well. And a nice, nice little case, magnetic case. They just drop in there. And clothes looks like a little dental floss case, about that size, maybe even a little bit smaller, but fits nicely in the pocket and charges quickly. Just a nice nice addition to your listening applications. So those are the Apple AirPods.
Well, you answered the question I had, because I just can't make regular earbuds stay in my ear. I'm all about the ones that go over the ear. So I'm wondering when they'll have pods that look like that without a wire.
The Beats brand does that.
Okay.
But they do have the connect the behind the head connection that keeps the two together. But they have the same technology so that you know, they connect easily, and they automate that connection. Works real well. But since Apple bought Beats, they put the same chip in, so they do work in a similar fashion. And they do make those over the ear ones. So Debbie has a pair of those.
You got a house full of millennials, and when I was stuffing their stocking, you know what they want? They want Dollar Tree earbuds, and they make the kind like this, the over-the-ear kind from Dollar Tree for a buck.
Really?
And they like those because when they break, they go spend one more dollar and have new earbuds. That's how my kids rock anyway. So it's for what it's worth.
Very cool. All right. And you got to keep things small and portable if you're living
an
RV lifestyle too, you know, Sally.
That's right. It's the name of the game.
Let's move on to ministry resources.
And I came across this over the holiday break as well, just kind of following some conversations around social media again. And someone recommended the website all-hashtag.com, all-hashtag, for generating hashtags. So the concept is hashtags are where it's at, especially on sites like Instagram and Pinterest and Facebook. People are using hashtags to find things like people, like posts, and you want to have a lot of hashtags. I don't know how many people you follow on Instagram that have just the whole host of hashtags on all their posts. And so,
and you wonder, did they come up with these themselves?
Or, well, you can to some degree, but you can generate a whole lot more than you can come up with on your own, I think. So, yeah, if you were looking for hashtags around, let's say, skills, because we want to promote our skills blog, then you just type in that word and click generate. And in a matter of moments, it does its work. I will tell you, there's a lot of advertising on the site, so you kind of got to get past that. They have the best skills hashtags, and there's, I don't know, 30 of them. Skills Weekly, Skills Pay the Bills, Skills On and Off the Court, Skills Clinic, Skills Assessment, you know, and on and on and on. And if you use these hashtags, then hopefully you would be driving more people to find your post or whatever. So maybe worth a look. Maybe you don't use the ones they suggest. Maybe it gives you more ideas for hashtags or whatever. And again, you got to tread lightly because there's advertisements all over the site. But I think it's a pretty neat find, all-hashtag.com.
Cool. Good find. Mm-hmm. All right. And one of our favorite segments, we're going to continue, obviously, in 2018, and we'd encourage everybody's participation in said feedback section, and that's our community feedback. And yeah, somebody reach out to you, Sally, about a mobile app question.
Right. I heard from Paula, and she said, I was wondering if our Wells hymn books are available in Android app form. I looked in the Google Play Store, but the Lutheran offerings there are odd or in a foreign language. I don't think that would help me much. Maybe something in development with the new hymnal that you know of. And so I turned to my favorite new hymnal tech guy, who happens to be Mr. Spriggs, because he's on the hymnal technology committee, and asked if there was something in the works with the new hymnal.
And there is. That is one of the three major projects that our committee is considering, and that is a mobile app for the hymnal. What goes in it and how it works, all our TBD kinds of things, but definitely see the need for kind of a personal handheld digital device hymnal that would perhaps support, you know, the full text and hymn playing and different research tools and indexes, those kinds of things. But, you know, like I said, the feature set and what it's going to be is still kind of up in the air, but that's definitely on our radar. We can't say when it would be released, if it does get released, but it's definitely something we have talked about. So, Paula, look for that in the future.
And I just pointed her to the site lutheran-hymnal.com. That's an oldie site. If you go there, you can tell that it was done quite a while ago, but they do have posted many, many MIDI files of hymns that are in our Christian worship hymnal. Not specifically for Christian worship, but for other Lutheran hymnals, you might be able to find many of the hymns that we use in Christian worship. So that's a place to go if you're looking for something currently where you can kind of do some searching and perhaps come across the hymns you're looking for.
You bet. Thanks for the question, Paul. Mm-hmm. I also hashtagged Wells Tech on a Twitter article that I wanted to share, and that's one way that you can share with Wells Tech is with the hashtag Wells Tech tag. And it's an article on Android Central called Best Android Games for Chromebooks as of January 2018. Those of you that were listening toward the end of last year know that I was kind of on a Chromebook kick. I found one that I really liked, and I was excited about it because the newest Chromebooks support Android apps, which is a whole new world for Chromebooks. Gives you kind of that app experience. It's no longer just a browser-based tool. You can install Android apps, and along with that comes all the games that are available via Android apps, and you'll recognize, you know, some of these, including Monument Valley, Monument Valley 2, Asphalt, Overkill. There are just a ton of games that are now available for Android or for Chromebook users via the Android App Store. So this article talks about a few of those and some of the benefits of being able to now have access to those where you didn't before because your Chromebook would not support that. So I just wanted to share that article that, hey, if you are rocking a Chromebook, that you do have some other opportunities now.
And one more entry in the community feedback section of our show, a question from Tim, who's working on new courses for catechism classes and in conjunction with that, developing some PowerPoint presentations. These will be shared through NPH in the next few months, but his question had to do with PowerPoint specifically and making things compatible so that it works well in Keynote or Google Slides or other types of presentation tools. And he was wondering if there were any tips or tricks that we were aware of, Martin, around compatibility between those big players in the presentation realm. And you know me, I deferred to my good friend Martin because he's the presentation guru, teaches the class even at MLC. So any tips that you know of about compatibility, Martin?
Well, it's going to be hit and miss, and because these change and new features are added, you know, it's hard to say. But I would say a general rule of thumb is keep it as simple as possible, and that's a good recommendation for presentations as well. Don't be sucked in by the fancy transitions and animations. They may be cute for a little bit. They become distracting, and let your presentation stand on its own. And the more static your content, I think the more portable it's going to be. So it really doesn't matter what platform you start on. Just kind of follow those general principles and you're going to be fine. Like he said, like Tim said, there are pretty good side grade paths for a lot of these things, especially between PowerPoint and Keynote. Google Slides maybe a little bit less because it is web-based, but all of them tend to play well and will import each other's basic content. Just don't count on everything to be apples to apples if you add, again, a lot of the bells and whistles. So just kind of keep that in mind as you move forward. But the good news is that it is portable in that respect if you kind of stay fairly close to the middle of the road. But that's a great question, and blessings on your work, Tim. That's exciting stuff.
Yeah, we'll be anxious to see that when it comes out.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
If we should probably let everybody know at the beginning of the year how to contribute or be a part of the show. And that's really important to us. Rather than just me and Sally chit-chatting, you know, once a week, it's really fun to kind of hear from you all. And if you go to our show notes page, wellstech.wells.net, you're going to find all kinds of ways to contribute to the show. I will mention it at the very beginning here, wellstech@wells.net is our email address. You can send us an email, and we'll get that on the show. You can leave a post or a comment on any of the episodes of the show, but you can also use any social network you want, really. Twitter, Facebook, Google+, Pinterest, Instagram. Use those hashtags. You know, hashtag WellsTech will usually get the job done. We have a Digo account that you can use or reference. There's a listserv, which we should probably promote more often than we do. There's a link to not a listserv, it's now a Google group that you can join and ask questions or answer questions. A lot of Wells Techers are on there, and great resource if you've got a question or you want to share your experience. So keep that in mind. We'll have to get the, did we get the skills.wellstech.net link on the page there as well in a more permanent spot? I don't remember.
We certainly will be adding it, Martin. We had to announce it first. So yes, definitely going to put it up there.
So that's another way to connect with folks as well. So please do that. That's important. And we want this to be as much a community as possible versus just kind of a one-directional show from us to you. So we close each show with a video of the week, and we'll start out 2018 with our own little video. Sally, what do we have in store?
Well, folks should head over to Wells Tech to watch the 2017 Academia Christo Christmas update. So many who have followed Wells Tech over time know that we have great friends in our Latin American missions field that are doing incredible things using technology through their Academia Christo website to outreach and to make connections and turn those into face-to-face connections. And you'll hear more about the exciting work being done there in this Christmas update. They're making great progress. So tune in for an update.
Very good. Well, Sally, we did it again. We accomplished our goal of exceeding 30 minutes for the show. Nice
10
job.
Years running.
We're going to keep the streak going. Actually, it wasn't too bad today. But again, we're glad that you join us each and every week. And invite your friends. We would love to expand the Wells Tech family and have other people join the conversation as well. So thanks for joining us for episode 530 and our 10th anniversary, and we look forward to year 11 with you all as well. So blessings on your weekend. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.